We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. The Houston Texans next on the Eagles schedule. And it's a football team with a lot of names bouncing back after a tough 2013 season. And we start with our first look at Houston at the quarterback position.
Yes, Ryan Fitzpatrick, a savvy veteran, was signed by the Houston Texans in the offseason to guide Bill O'Brien, the first-year head coach, to guide his new offensive system. And, a better quarterback has started for five teams during his tenure in the NFL. He's not a guy that's really going to be able to attack the ball downfield. He'll make smart decisions. The one challenge is, can they protect him? He's had 11 sacks in the last three contests, so, of course, they're going to try to keep him upright. But he has a number of weapons to distribute the ball to, and he's someone who's very, very heady, very experienced, and just going to try to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes. You look at a couple of their losses this season, the real downfall is they'll have a mistake here, a mistake there, and things will snowball. If he can keep them on track, they'll be in the game in the fourth quarter.
And the running backs, we've got two of the very best in the NFL here. LeSean McCoy for the Eagles, of course, and Arian Foster. Look at that touchdown number for Foster already. Big-time comeback for Foster after an injury-riddled 2013 season. He's back to being one of the very best in the league. A handful for a run defense that the Eagles have put together here that's been relentless and has tackled very well. The challenge on Sunday is enormous against Arian Foster, who leads this Houston offense. Now, at the wide receiver position, Chris, there's a new name to consider, DeAndre Hopkins, to go along with the veteran, Andre Johnson.
Yes, they pretty much have even that amount of stats this season. Hopkins is the deep threat for this Texans offense. Andre Johnson is a guy that they try to get the ball to in the bubble screens, the short to intermediate threat. So Johnson is a guy that's going to get more of the targets, but Hopkins is going to be the big play guy that when they're going to try to take a shot play down the field, and obviously the Eagles are going to be focusing on that after the game last week against Arizona. Hopkins is going to be the guy that they're most concerned with, but you cannot forget about Johnson, who's been so good for so long here in the NFL.
Yeah, and defensively, the Houston Texans are led by their front seven, J.J. Watt, their number one draft pick, Jadeveon Clowney. We've talked about him and Watt with head coach Chip Kelly, but it's a good defense, but Watt is the one that everybody is going to watch every snap of the game. He moves all over the line of scrimmage. Will be a huge handful for the Eagles front.
Yes, seven sacks on the season, seven batted passes. That's something that he also does very well. And Clowney is coming off the injury. He had some limited snaps last week against Tennessee. But what Texans will do is they'll pair them together. And like you said, Dave, they'll move them all around the formation. So whether it's Jason Pierce, whether it's Lane Johnson, the Eagles offensive line has to keep Nick Foles upright and have to be able to open up some lanes against a very, very good front led there by Watt.
Yep, so it should be a great matchup. That's our first look. We'll get into the Houston Texans much more as the week goes along and we close in on Sunday's 1 p.m. kickoff.